child ballad. I, Morven Afrexive, a child of winter, doomed to follow where my parents wander, came unstuck, swapping the womb's dark amber for the paltry welcomes of November. Mother, father, brother offered comfort after all that way I'd come for it. Out of the granite city I was carried to where that shining silver stone is quarried, and past the silent playground where I'll test the reach and grip of infant foot and fist. My first assertive cries dispersed across the damp fields mobbed by surly flights of crows. Dear family, I see that we're alike, if not the same. Whatever I might lack, I claim as mine with busy grasping hands, untrained for now in telling foes from friends, but glad to find a yielding breast in reach. For all your pressing kindnesses, I pledge a stored-up gratitude you may decode from teenage eyebrows raised and blank eyes rolled. Whose life grows, whose wilts and falls away? What waiting futures do my two palms weigh? What songs you sing me round our daily haunts will I still know and sing long decades hence? I see our houses ballasted with junk, where books accumulate and bookshelves sink. What trace, tell me, should I hope to add to all that you have thought and dreamed and said? I am citizen, not subject, freeborn daughter of the future I will earn, yet conscious of the highwaymen that stand in wait, a loaded pistol in each hand, and ready to relieve me from the start of all a girl might need to travel far. Faces swim from the half-light into view, our world enough for now, my all, my few. 9 months I sailed within my mother, now head up, now down, a fitful questing prow in search of wider seas. Now you are the tide I plow, wide world, grant my sails Godspeed. That's a poem I wrote for my daughter Morven, who recently turned two, but I wrote it before she was born, which is, I think, a slightly risky strategy, since you can never know in advance what she's going to be like. I do think, though, that I captured her character fairly well. She's quite a tough and fierce little individual, but if you ask her nicely, I think she'll probably oblige by pointing out a wildflower for you in the woods, or if you're especially lucky, maybe offering you a piece of pancake.